Unit 5. Students' Book. B1. Activity 5B. Page 203. The Motorcycle Odyssey. Che Guevara's life-changing 8,000-mile trek through South America. Listen and check.
The Motorcycle Odyssey. Che Guevara's life-changing 8,000-mile trek through South America. Prologue. The Motorcycle Diaries is a film about two young Argentines, Ernesto Guevara, 23 years, and his friend Alberto Granado, 29 years. The film traces the trip Ernesto took with Alberto through South America in 1952 on a motorcycle. The journey starts in Buenos Aires in January 1952, when Alberto, a hospital biochemist with an interest in leprosy, invites Ernesto, a medical student, to travel through South America on his motorcycle. Their trip begins as a fun ride, but the two friends end up learning a lot about Latin America. On the 4th of January 1952, two young men jumped on an old motorbike and left Buenos Aires for South America. There was the whole continent lying ahead. The journey carried them across vast pampas of Argentina. Their first stopover was in Miramar, where Ernesto visited his girlfriend. After a few days, they moved on, heading towards Chile. They travelled through Patagonia, and after 1,809 kilometres on the way, they arrived in Piedra del Aquila, Argentina. Farmers and innkeepers gave them a place to sleep during their nights on the road. On the 31st of January, they got to San Martín de los Andes, Argentina, 40 kilometres from the Chilean border. From there, they left for Lake Frias, where they took a ferry across the border with Chile. Now they had to travel across the Andes. There was a lot of snow, and they fell off their motorbike several times. At times, their old motorbike broke down, and they had to push it across high mountain passes. On the 18th of February, they arrived in Temuco, Chile. They took their motorcycle to a mechanic. In the evening, they went to a dance where they got involved in a fight. So, they left Temuco in a hurry and drove to Los Angeles, Chile. On their way to Valparaiso, they crashed the motorbike. So, from here on, they had to travel either on foot or hitchhike. They headed north, deeper and deeper into the Andes, travelling through the Atacama Desert, Chile. Luckily, people gladly gave them lifts in their vehicles. They arrived in Peru in a lorry. After 6,932 kilometres on the road, they came to the heart of South America, Cuzco. From there, they climbed to the ancient Inca city of Machu Picchu. On the 12th of May, they came to Lima. After 2 weeks, they left for San Pablo, a leper colony on the banks of the Amazon, deep in the Peruvian rainforest. They travelled to San Pablo by ship. The journey lasted 5 days. They stayed at the leper colony for a month, treating lepers. They left the leper colony on a self-made raft, travelling to Leticia, Colombia. They passed through Colombia, ending up in Caracas, Venezuela. On the 26th of July, 1952, the two friends got to the airport in Caracas. They had made a journey of 12,425 kilometres. Ernesto took a plane and flew to Cuba. Epilogue. During the journey, their ideas gradually change. They meet many poor and exploited people along the way, and the episodes are sad and emotional. It is on this journey that Che begins to understand the suffering of the people of South America. He decides to stand up for the poor of Latin America and bring about social change. In other words, at the end of their long road trip, Ernesto decides to change his career from doctor to revolutionary. He helps Castro to win the Cuban Revolution.